It was about 2005, 2006 when our operations manager looked at us and said, look, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do something that you would never get to do being on-air radio talent. I'm going to give you the chance to have your own web page on the radio station. You can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you need to do. But what I want you to do is grasp onto the idea that there are listeners and readers out there that need to become a part of your life in ways that you're not going to be able to explain, but you're going to be unique. It's called blogging. Boy, that was a big word back in 2005 and 2006. What is this thing called blogging? And I can talk about whatever I want. Well, being the spiritualist that I am, I chose to take that route. And from that, a lot of seeds were planted in open fields. And I remember those days when I would sit there every single morning and blog about what was written in that moment. But as I grew as a blogger, I realized, wait a second, there's a lot of stuff that I have put down on paper in the years before this moment that I think are just as powerful. And that's why I created this channel, which is called The Choice. But we run into those moments where things fall off the tip of our writing instruments and we can't wait 2 or 3 years to post it. We need to get it on the air now. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. Best movie quote that I have heard in many, many years. Genius isn't the art. It takes courage to change people's hearts. That's featured in the new movie, soon to be released, Green Book. See, in my heart, I've always said and I've always believed that each and every one of us are chosen to lead separate crusades, to reach beyond the tight circles that we've all shaped, to move through the deserted floors of an empty house overtaken by too many years of assuming that everything that we have has value. As you age, as I age, it becomes more difficult to see what truly was meant for us. All we see are stacks of labelless boxes with taped edges to protect if something should start falling. Well, within us is a genius. Every single one of us, we are a genius. But time and tough bosses have struck the chords that have taught us to set the wild horses free. And while they roam, we keep losing space in our rooms. What if courage made its way onto the paths of choice, and it shared with the clogged up freeway an opportunity to change not our lives, but the walk of someone that you may never meet, someone that's been extra weight on your world of so many things, having the courage to use what has been shared with you. Now, as a community, we unite as a solid line to invite true peace, compassion, and understanding, and a willing way to make sure that it lasts longer than just today. But as one, where does our courage grow? Throughout history, those that made a difference took what was inside their deserted floors of an overcrowded house and said, "This must change. I will be the voice." Wow. In all honesty, that's a tough choice in a society that's turned violence into a language of numbness and not fear. So how do we bring out that voice? In 2018, the election about ready to unwrap a new walk and way, we've been convinced that voting is the voice, which is kind of funny. That's a day. Our ballots cast for people that we don't even know who they are. In fact, when we think that we've got a grip on the decision maker, here comes one of those negative advertisements that begin to sink into our deserted home and fills us up with, well, more wonder. So we become confused. And in most cases, we walk into that box where they say we have a voice and we just start pushing the levers. We have to change, and not just on election day. That's a choice. That's courage. We can either be united in this, or you can be that individual that can begin something that will change the way we walk, think, and bring things forward and outward. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.